This is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Lansing Lugnuts athletic trainer James Gardner. James, what was the path that led you here to the Lugnuts in this position?
It was a long path. Played baseball my whole life growing up and knew that I needed to be in baseball in order to make a living and be happy with what I'm doing. I started in college, played 2 years at Brock University, then became a trainer for them for 2 years. My last year of school there, I started an internship with the Blue Jays, Major League Spring Training. That was 05, and then I did it for the next two following years, 06 and 07. A lot of things lined up for that to happen, and it just felt right at the time, and just kept rolling from there. In 08, I went into independent ball as I was finishing up my schooling for one summer, and then the opportunity arose in 09 and got hired on, worked in Auburn in the New York Penn League last year, and here we are today, Lansing 2010.
What led you to that decision to go from baseball to athletic trainer in baseball? Was there anyone that you met who affected that decision?
A lot of people along the way helped me with that decision. I mean, I knew my career was coming to an end. I didn't have good enough stuff to keep playing. Loved the game since I was, you know, before I could even walk. So a lot of people along the way, a lot of good professors, family, friends, everybody backing me along the way, and then everybody in this organization since I've interned here really helped me to get to where I am now.
Do you think your background playing baseball has helped you out at all as being an athletic trainer? And if you hadn't played baseball, would that have put you at more of a disadvantage?
I think that being an athletic trainer, especially in baseball, you need to have some background in it. Reason being, there's a lot of downtime in baseball, and you need to know what to do with that time. And you also need to know how to relate to the players. You have to be empathetic to certain situations, need to be sympathetic to certain situations, and you need to be able to relate to the guys day in and day out. It's a grind, and playing the game, not at this level, but playing the game gives you some idea as to what the toll takes on the body.
Mm-hmm. What's the most rewarding thing about doing this for you?
Most rewarding thing is that I get to go to the field every day and call that work. Every day is a good day, and just love being around the guys, being around the game, and just learning from them and helping them learn to get better as well.
How about the most challenging thing?
Most challenging thing, I guess probably the number of duties we have as minor league trainers. I mean, it's not overly challenging, but it's a good challenge. You know, you end up doing a lot of things that along the way to help the guys out and help the organization out in terms of travel and meal money on the road and getting the hotels ready, making sure they have rooming lists, making sure everybody's looked after, everybody's on the bus, those kind of things. I mean, I wouldn't say there's anything too challenging about this. I just love every aspect of it, so it makes it easy. It doesn't make it a challenge for it. It makes me want to be here. It makes me want to be good at every aspect of it.
You were the athletic trainer last year for Auburn in the New York Penn League, and now here you are Lansing full season ball. What's been the differences between the 2 years?
Shorter time in Florida, which is nice considering how hot it is down there now. But other than that, I mean, we're halfway through the season now, whereas, you know, in comparison game-wise, we'd be just about done the season in Auburn. If we started at the same time. So it's getting guys to stick with their programs and make the adjustments that need to be made over the duration of a 140-game season versus a 70-75-game season.
What injuries do you have to deal most often with?
Baseball's a different beast than most sports. Baseball, you deal with a lot more chronic things. You know, you're dealing with the shoulder, you're dealing with legs, on-position guys that have to be on their feet all day, every day. Guys that have to be, you know, out on the field for BP, doing their running, doing their conditioning, doing their weights. It's a lot of chronic stuff. You know, you run into the tendonitis and things like that, and the rotator cuff sort of wearing down as the season goes on. But for the most part, our guys are really good with sticking with their program, and we make sure that, as a staff, that they're sticking to it, and that tends to help them out along the way. See any number of injuries in baseball, though. Obviously not a collision or a contact sport, so you don't run into those as much. But yeah, wear and tear over the long haul and little sleep and stuff to eat well on the road and things like that. So that all takes a toll on the body. So it's just keeping guys, you know, focused and trying to help them out with all the little things away from the field as much as at the field as well.
I'm speaking with James Gardner, the Lansing Lugnuts athletic trainer. Here with the Lugnuts, that this is about development for all of these guys. How about for you? What have you learned since this year has gone on, since you entered this field?
Yeah, I mean, every day is a learning experience. You learn a little bit more about your guys. You learn a little bit more about, you know, life on the road. You learn a little bit more about what it takes for these guys to prepare, what it takes our coaching staff to prepare. You know, we spend long days, but they're good days. You know, every day's at the field. So And every day is different, and that's what makes this such a good job and such a good place to be. So, I mean, it's constantly learning, and it's constantly adapting to your surroundings. And I think every day you have to sort of take that as something that's special. So, I mean, every day you're learning something new. I couldn't put my finger on one thing, but it certainly develops the players, develops the coaches, and it develops all of us as staff members, you know, to sort of just get a feel for your guys and what they need to get ready and what they need to do to keep getting better. And that's the main goal for everybody here is the players, you know, helping them get better and figuring out the ways to help them develop.
James, thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it.
All right, Jesse, thank you.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball in Classic Hits 92X.